This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 17th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 4th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 16th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 23rd day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 6th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 28th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Around the winter solstice a few weeks ago, two of the other planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, appeared from our earthbound perspective to be very close together, almost seeming to be a single bright star in the sky. This rare event, some have said, may even have been the same phenomenon that manifested the presence of the newborn king to the Magi all those years ago, guiding them to Bethlehem, as the scriptures tell us, by the light of a star. Guiding all people to himself is one of the things that we trust God to do. And we know that in his great love for us, God has always reached out to us first. And he's given us what we need, the tools, to seek him and to find him. This is the story of the Epiphany in a nutshell. The word Epiphany comes from the Greek word for manifestation, something that shows us the presence of God. But if we think at first of a divine manifestation, something might come into our minds of something glorious, something unmistakable, something that we can't miss. Our God, however, chose to come among us as a baby, as we've been celebrating these last few weeks of Christmas. And despite this unexpected manner of the manifestation of God, the Magi were still able to ascertain the presence of the Lord and to come and do him homage. Because in spite of the quiet coming among us as a baby, the Magi were still able to sense that God was reaching out to them. And he was, through the physical world itself, through the star which these sages followed to reach the newborn king. And the natural world is one of the ways in which God is manifested to us through his creation. One of the spiritual directors at the seminary I attended would say, whenever he would see a beautiful landscape or something out in nature, this is the monstrance of God the Father. And we, like the Magi, instinctively know that we can begin to seek God through the beauty of nature. The church, although imperfectly at times in its history, has seen the physical world and the scientific disciplines that help us to understand it as paths that lead ultimately to God, because they seek the truth, and truth will always lead to the light of God. The Magi, as we remember today, were seekers of this light. They set off on their journey across the world because they believed that it was possible to meet God by following the natural sign that they had seen in the night sky, beckoning them closer and closer to God. We remember, though, that for the Magi, and also for us, knowledge of astronomy, or any kind of knowledge, simple knowledge, does not bring us all the way to an encounter with the Lord. It can open the door to show us the way to God, but it can't show us, as Pope Benedict once said, the ultimate meaning of reality. When we perceive in the beauty of the world its mystery, its greatness, its rationality, this leads us to the eternal rationality, which is God, and guidance to the one God, creator of heaven and earth. Then we see that the one who created the world and all the splendors within it is the same God who was born in Bethlehem, the same God who dwells among us in the Eucharist, the same God who calls us, who loves us, and who wants to lead us to eternal life with him forever. This is the goal of all our lives, to use the tools that God himself has left us in order to perceive God, who can at times seem to be hidden, and to follow the guidance that he gives us in order to lead our lives well, and so share eternal life with him, whose love keeps everything in being. God made everything that is so that you and I might come to know him and to love him and to serve him by being stewards of that which he entrusted to us for our cultivation, ensuring that we allow others to meet him through our care for our neighbors as well. We who have been blessed by our own discovery of the path towards God must share these tools to find God with others, as the Magi attempted to do before they knew of Herod's cruel intentions. But our witness is the manifestation of God that we can make present, our own little epiphanies. Through our care for one another, we can show God's goodness and love to those who may never have sought after God themselves on their own. For our own part, we know that, like the Magi, we have to keep journeying towards God, whose presence may not always be immediately obvious, but who will always gently guide us towards himself with the help of the tools that he has left us, above all the church and the sacraments, but also the beauty of creation and the natural sciences, so that when our journey on earth reaches its completion, God will be manifest to us in a direct way, and we will see him as he truly is, and we will love him and be loved as we truly are.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont on Carolina Catholic Radio 1270 AM Charlotte, also streaming online at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.